774 is the number, or you can text 0437 774 774. First though, Melbourne has long had a reputation as a centre for medical research, and now three of our big institutions are joining together for a global health initiative, not just an Australian one, but a global one. Professor Andrew Steer is the co-chair of this Melbourne Children's Global Health Initiative, and he joins me now. Professor Steer, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Elise. Lovely to talk to you.
Tell us a little about who's joined forces and why.
So this is a new initiative called Melbourne Children's Global Health that really builds on work that's gone before now. But the three institutions are the Melbourne's Research Institute, the University of Melbourne Department of Paediatrics, and the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne. So it's really exciting to have a co-located initiative on global health for children and adolescents.
And why join? I mean, what can you achieve together that you couldn't? All of you have got pretty good international reputations. What can you achieve together that you couldn't do separately?
Yeah, so that's right. We've all got really strong international reputations. And sometimes I think when we're out there doing our work, people don't recognise that we actually all work together. And I think what we're aiming to do is to become a leader in child and adolescent global health that's recognised around the world in the same way as perhaps Harvard or Oxford universities. And we recognise that we've got great research experience at the Murdoch. We've got wonderful education experience and smarts at the University of Melbourne. And we've got fantastic clinical experience at the hospital. So bringing the three institutions together brings those three areas of expertise to really make a substantial impact on the health and well-being of children living in disadvantaged circumstances around the world.
Indeed, you put out some pretty distressing statistics that 2 million children die every year from pneumonia and diarrhoea, 1.8 million new child and youth cases of TB or tuberculosis each year. I mean, is there a particular focus in the early years of this amalgamation?
Yeah, we see three major areas where we have great expertise, which we'll build on. So the first is those infectious diseases. So, for example, pneumonia, diarrhoea, and tuberculosis, as you mentioned. So we've been leading the way in development of vaccines against pneumonia. We've also been leading the way in vaccines against diarrhoea. And the main cause of diarrhoea in children around the world is a virus called rotavirus. And that virus is actually discovered on this campus in 1973. And we have a new vaccine that's being trialled and hopefully rolled out in Indonesia over the next couple of years. And we also have a lot of expertise in tuberculosis. So there's that sort of first infectious disease area. The second area is around big public health interventions to reduce issues for adolescents, particularly in preventing disease epidemics and improving the life of children with disability in low and middle income countries. You can imagine having a disability in a poor country would be very challenging for the child and the family. And then the third big area is really taking the expertise from the great clinical care provided at the Royal Children's Hospital and taking that expertise to countries, particularly in the region, to improve the care of children in hospitals in those countries.
Well, you'd have to imagine that more of you is better than fewer of you. So joining forces, may you do even bigger and better work.
Yes, thank you. I mean, there's over 150 people here who work actively, full-time in global health work, and we have relationships with and work in 45 countries around the world. So we have this remarkable footprint and remarkable partnerships both on the campus and internationally.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Thanks so much, Ellie.
Professor Andrew Steer there, co-chair of this new amalgamation. It's a Melbourne Children's Global Health, and it's Murdoch Children's Research Institute, the Royal Children's Hospital and the University of Melbourne working together to try and resolve some of those enormous health issues that face young people, not just in this country, but around the world, and in particular, globally. Henry Jennings joins us from the Marcus Today newsletter. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.